This is an emergency episode of the Breckening Podcast. I'm kidding. There is nothing of the sort in the world of podcasts. There's no such thing as an emergency podcast. There's a podcast you might record in haste and get excited and prioritize above previously recorded ones and upload that off schedule, but don't bastardize the use of the word emergency in your podcasting journey or a business venture, whatever you want to call it. Now, there's an excited podcast that I'm recording right now by myself. It's another solo one. It's the third time I've done this, and I feel less crazy as a guy talking in the microphone. And this is about baseball. Baseball is back. Is right around the corner. It's turning the corner. You can hear it's the ice cream truck of the summer, and you can hear it. You can't see it just yet. Maybe you can't just down the street. Maybe it's just turning the corner. You can hear the jingle. You can hear it. You've heard it from some blocks away. That's spring training. You heard the crack of the bat. You heard some cheers. But it's so close. And I'm a baseball guy. Grew up watching my Texas Rangers. And they're back. I'm doing this because, it's a podcast and I need content. And this solo episode made sense. I'm a little limited in my life about people who can really earnestly talk baseball. Some people will hear me out. Some people will go back and forth. It's rare to see these people in real life. And then let alone we can devote a good chunk of our life, minutes, maybe hours, to actually broaching the subject and really getting in there. I love baseball, and I love this Texas Rangers team. I've seen games when I was a kid, the first stadium, the first basic blue stadium. That's all I remember, just a short wall. And I went to so many games at Globe Life Park. I still feel the non-domed one, the not new one. That's across the street from the new one. I went there plenty of times. Sometimes it was hot as fuck, but man, that stadium was nice. It felt like a stadium. And the new one's nice too. I like it. But this is all about being a Rangers fan right now in March of 2023 and what this team could be. All this is just stream of consciousness. This all goes off. I'm not looking any of this up. This is all going to come off. Going to go through all the players, what this season could be. I'm going to get very hopeful, very, very optimistic. Why not? Just shoot for the, like, hell, I think they're going to have a winning record. I'm not saying what kind of winning record, X number of games over 500. No, I'm saying a winning record, and that could be, you know, 83 and 81. But, hey, progress nonetheless. However you want to do it. I've been a dick with people about, like, we've done this. I'm like, yeah, we didn't do anything. It doesn't matter. Your heart's in it. Your soul's in it. You feel a part of it. And being a Rangers fan, our hearts have been stabbed. 2010 was great, but then 2011, so close. Anyways, let's move past that. This is the future. I'll go through pitching. And then I'll go through the position players. Let's just this is great. Last year was a little bit of a preamble. What were they going to do? They signed. Oh, they're like, oh, we signed some players. We spent some money. Corey Seager. Oh, big contract. Marcus Semien. Another big contract. All right. Second and short. Sealed up for a long time. Oh, we got John Gray. It's hard to pitch in Colorado. And now he will not be pitching in Colorado. He'll be pitching here, out of the heat, because we have a dome now. And it might be shaping up to be a pitcher-friendly park. We'll see. Who knows? It was like, hey, they spent some money. And there's some people that would doubted me that when the Rangers bought or built, however your position, the new stadium, retractable roof. It's what we've needed for so long, because it was hard to get pitchers, the sign here, to be able to pitch, like, hey, do you want to pitch in 100-degree heat? Most likely for 2 months out of the year, maybe 90, six for one other 2 months. That was hard to do. We had to like draft these guys and like force them to play for us. And then, you know, we had some good pitchers, you know, Kobe Lewis, we may have traded for him at some point, but they were our guys. But until we can get back to that, we've got, you know, the farm system's looking bright. But now we've signed some players. We signed more. And I think this is what the team's shaping up to be. Let's just go through it. The big one was DeGrom, Jacob DeGrom. Holy shit. I remember exactly what I was doing when that news came down. I was eating food, waiting to go out to work at night with my old job. And I was just looking on Twitter, and I immediately turned it on MLB Network to see the news. That was awesome. Two-time Cy Young winner. Injury prone, yeah, but I mean, he's going to sign somewhere, somebody, and I'm glad it's the team I root for. That's the end of that. I don't care. And we're not going. This isn't like a all in or bust year. So hey, if he's got to take it easy, do a 6-man rotation. He misses a start, they push a start back a couple of days. Doesn't matter. We have Jacob DeGrom. That's awesome. And then we signed Nathan Eovaldi. That was like, I was hoping the Rangers would do more after Heaney. We'll get to Heaney in a second. Like, and I was like, oh, Eovaldi. Like, that's a guy, he's been on the Red Sox for a while. He is the guy that I will always remember. The one time I fell asleep watching a World Series game, and that was because this World Series game, 2018, Red Sox-Dodgers, went to like 18 innings. And Nathan Eovaldi pitched the last 9 innings of that. I believe it was 9. Came out of the bullpen, saved that bullpen for the next 2 games. Dodgers won that game. It was the only game they won in that World Series. So it was Red Sox, you know, Red Sox were up 2-1 after that. But Eovaldi came in. He was already a starter. I'm not sure if he's in that rotation, that World Series rotation. But he came in, pitched nine innings, one run. Because it was extras. Dodgers won. But then guess what? Red Sox, they won the next 2. And they had a bullpen to do it, thanks to Eovaldi. But then he's also a great starting pitcher. Also him, DeGrom. And the next guy, Heaney, which you got from the Dodgers, all strikeout dudes. I think that's the way they're going. They're getting these great starting pitchers that can strike out. And then they're in a pitcher-friendly park. So hopefully where the ball's hit, you know, guys can get it, you know, limit damage. And Heaney threw a lot of strikeouts for the Dodgers last year. So I like that signing too. And then we got John Gray, already a strikeout guy. And he's already on a long-term deal. We got him for at least 2 more, I believe. And then Martin Perez, the dude, all-star last year. Finally realized his, you know, potential that we thought he had. Always been a great ground ball guy, double play guy. And then I believe he led the league in strikeouts looking. That's crazy. Because he's not throwing, I like the way he throws, but he's not throwing heat, you know, the high heat. And then so we got guys looking, weak contact, double plays. That's a good starting 5. If they're all on the same time, that's a great starting 5. That's amazing. And then there's people that I liked, but, you know, didn't really pan out too much. Dane Dunning, I liked, you know, I think it was like a slider or something. You know, he'd get like ground balls too. Kind of liked him. I root for him, obviously, but not a guy, you know, 4 or 5 at best. Maybe coming out of the bullpen's good for him. We'll see how that shapes up. Glenn Otto, again, I have hopes for him. He's part of that Gallo trade. We'll see how that, you know, I think he's a little injured now, start the season, but bullpen, maybe. Cole Reagan seems to be the guy. Last 2 bad starts in spring training, but they like how he clicked up some speed. And I think Cole Reagan said a big inspiration for him was Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels, he won a ring. He came to the Rangers, you know, helped us get to the playoffs. So I like that. Then we have like our regular bullpen guys. Brock Burke stood out really last year. Great left-handed piece. Taylor Hearn is a workhorse. And that's not about, you know, that's not a dig, but, you know, he's a rodeo guy. He's been around workhorses all his life. He, you know, eat up some innings out of the bullpen. Hopefully, he's a little shaky at times, so I don't instill too much confidence in him. But then we have, Jonathan Hernandez, I believe. Again, all this is coming off my head. This is all just from my deep, deep Rangers fandom. Jonathan Hernandez, Jose Leclerc, those guys might, you know, kind of similar, I believe, in pitching style. You know, just late inning relief guys, could be a closer. Same with Burrow. Burrow. Joe Burrow, I believe. He was our closer at one point last year, 21. Got injured at some point. But bullpen, there's always a carousel anyways. You go with who you like. You might have a mainstay, you know. Some guys have these mainstays. Hader, guy from the Mets, got injured at the World Baseball Classic. That sucks. That really sucks. But, you know, you have some top dollar relief guys, but for the most part, they're just traded around the league for when they're hot, you know, let go or put down the minors when they're not. And then, you know, still making an okay living, but they're not starting pitchers and they're not these longtime position players. So, you know, bullpen, you do what you can to make it work. And if you're competitive and you're pushing for the playoffs, you make some trades and you see what you can do. But that's, you know, and I know I'm just kind of blanking. But again, I'm not paying for this shit. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to dig into all these numbers. I don't know anything about advanced statistics. You put a plus sign after something, I don't know. That's when my eyes start to glaze over like your regular person when I try to talk to them about baseball. So this is just shooting from the hip here. And then let's go position players. Those are all the pitchers I can think of for now. And we got plenty of guys we can figure out. Of course, the future, Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, Cole Wynn, all these guys. Hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll just see what happens. And come in, you know, bullpen, starting. Who knows? But that's a sweet starting five. And the bullpen, just like I think every team in the MLB, you figure it out. You figure it out as you go along. Oh, we got Will Smith. Yeah. Won a ring with the Braves. Played with Bochy before. Or they know each other. So that was nice. Like, cool. Get some veteran presence in there. Like, good experience. Let's go to the position players. Start with catcher, Jonah Heim. I liked, you know, I didn't really... The Rangers needed, like, a catcher. At first, we were like, Jose Trevino. Like, that's the future. Then we traded him. Like, oh, crap. So maybe they see something in Heim. Switch hitter. He does have power. Apparently, he's really good at framing. So that's cool. I'd like to see him be able to throw out people more. But, hey, it's the modern MLB. That's, you know, going to happen or not. But I like versatility at the plate. If he can hit decent average, definitely got some power. And he's a switch hitter. So as long as that works for him, hey, that works for me. I like that. Mitch Garver, they're going to trade off, you know, catching. I think Heim's going to catch a little bit more. But Garver, if he can get anywhere close to his, you know, Silver Slugger season, that would be nice. He's going to DH a lot. Hopefully he can hit for all right average. That's what's great with DH. It's not a set position. You got other guys you can throw in there, you know, possibly a lefty or whatnot. But I'm excited to have a healthy Garver and, you know, him and Heim trading off catcher. I think I like that. Again, this is super optimistic. Let's have a great home run season from Garver. I don't know, 270, that'd be sweet. Heim, I don't know, 260, 70, you know, maybe 20 home runs. That'll be switch hitter. That's sweet. And then, like, from the bench, let's go to the bench real quick. Brad Miller, versatile. He can do first, third, left. You know, veteran. Good to have a veteran around. As long as Cole Calhoun's done on this team, which is... thanks for that month last year, but no thanks anymore. But Brad Miller, all right, you know, hopefully. He led off the season last year with a home run, so everyone was like, yay! But then it just trickled off to really irrelevancy, kind of. So, all right, we got Brad Miller on the bench he can come out with. We got the bench, I don't think it's been solidified as of yet, as of me recording this. Of course, we got Ezekiel Duran, which I really like. His bat looks good this spring. He can obviously play second, short, third. Those are kind of locked up. He can also play outfield. I know they're trying. They want him around. They want his bat. It's just one of those things where, you know, he'll fill in for injury, or maybe he's got the hot bat, or you know, we'll figure it out. I think that's what they'll figure it out. Same thing with Josh Smith. Not as big as a bat as like anyone else on the team, but he's fast, super utility, can play a lot of positions, and we'll see what he can do. Fast, and he's also fast as shit. So that'll be nice too. And then you have Bubba Thompson. Him, he, you know, outfield, left field, center field. Dolly's got right field locked up. Fast. So hopefully that defense can help there. You know, it's nice to be fast. And if he can get on base, get that speed on the base, that'd be cool. and you know, just you know, down at the bottom, hits eighth, ninth. Because yeah, that he's fighting with Leody Taveras, so we'll see how injured or not he is when the season gets closer. You know, because Leody, we always like you know Leody. Reminded myself yesterday, dude's 24, so you know it's like, all right, it'd be nice to see him do some stuff now, but he's just 24. That's awesome. Switch hitter again, has a little bit of pop, has speed, can hopefully lock down center field. That'd be nice. Him and Bubba, we got some speed in center field. Cool. Let's have a good average. And he was pretty good last year. I think he got a little injured last year, or they were no. We were waiting for them to bring him up out of AAA. And it was just like, Leody. We're tired of whatever else is there. So him and Bubba, I don't know, cool. Let's see what happens. You know, maybe Bubba's awesome. Awesome. It's going to be, I always want to say Rex Grossman. That's not. Robbie Grossman, left field. You know, just a one-year sign veteran. So he knows what he's doing. Switch hitter. Well, that's cool. At times I think, you know, might be too right. You know, too heavy on the right, but oh no, we got these switch hitters that we can throw in there. And Robbie Grossman, I think his average is going to tick up. I think it was like really good from the right or the left. I'm no professional here, but if Robbie can kick it up a notch, that'd be nice. Send it down to Flavortown. Cool. And we got third, Josh Jung, hopefully superstar of the future. Hopefully, our maybe Austin Riley type like the Braves. He was a guy they went and picked. He was like, no, this is it. He's going to, we'll have to, you know, patch over when Beltre leaves, you know, figure it out. But Josh Jung, I think he's at Texas Tech. But, I think the sky's the limit for this dude. I remember a game last year, he had every RBI. I think he had five RBIs. You know, average could be better. But, again, that was his first season. And he got a little injured last year. So he debuted a little later than expected. So we'll see. Third, I'm super happy with him. We'll see. I think he's had a good spring. I'm looking forward to seeing him hold down the hot corner going in the future. And, of course, you got Corey Seager. Thanks to these new shift rules, he's probably going to have an awesome season. I think I saw an article, a guy was like, possibly MVP, and this was not a Rangers writer. So that'd be awesome. And I love Corey Seager. The first year, you know, down for average, but he hit it. Has set his own personal best for home runs. That's always nice to see, especially with our stadium. I saw one of those home runs in person get robbed thanks to one of the fucking Colorado Rockies. So that was good for them. So we should have had one more. That would have been a 3-run bomb too. Totally would have changed the momentum of the game. And then we got next up Marcus Semien. Awesome. Guy plays every single game. Leads off. He's one of those new kind of leadoff hitters where it's not like, he's just, you know, high average, gets on base. He's got power, doubles, you know, hits for average. I believe he won MVP, right? Who am I asking? Nobody. My dog doesn't know. She's asleep. But we got Semien. Oh, and then we have Nate Lowe. I think people, thanks to awesome, like, Twitter accounts like Freezing Cold Takes, your Freezing Cold Takes, if you don't delete them fast enough, can be screenshotted and memed. To heap shame on you, which this is why I keep a lot of takes, and you just have to take me, you know, if I think I'm trustworthy. I've always been high on Nate Lowe, or Nathaniel Lowe, as he wants to be called, because I think that's what his mother calls him, Nathaniel Lowe. I liked his demeanor. I mean, he's got like the dickie, like that was hilarious. But then last year showed that the dude can, okay, he can hit some bombs, he can hit for average. Yeah, you know, hopefully his defense, you know, holds up. I think he's all right at defense. He could always get better. I mean, they always say that. I can get better. But he's going to be at first, and I like that. Man, he hit over 300. He was in the batting discussion. He was like top five for a while. He might have even finished fifth. Who knows? So he can hold that down at first. And then, so your order is, you know, first Semien, bam. Duh. Second Seager, duh. Third low, especially duh now because he's hitting for average, and I think he had like 30 bombs last year or something. The dude, and he can hit the opposite field. That's great. Like he can hit deep doubles to left center. He can hit homers to left, and he can just destroy bombs to right. huge hits, huge dongs to right. And you want to talk about huge dongs. Adolis Garcia, cleanup. When a dude is jacked in a baseball uniform, there's only a few out there. That holy, and the nickname, El Bombi, when that became like the thing, and they told us like this is, he's got this nickname, who knows where it started, maybe minor league, I don't know. Like El Bombi, that is amazing. There's a chance that our top four, and Adolis was an all-star last year. There's a chance that our top four, 1 through 4, could all be all-stars. There's a chance, like, again, this is a very optimistic episode of this podcast of just me nerding about baseball. And maybe down the line, I can talk just like some baseball people. That'd be cool. But for the most part, it's a comedian talking to musician types and then more comedians and, you know, those Venn diagram kind of things. But 1 through 4 could be all-stars. And then like 5th, maybe you have like Josh Young. Again, like, you know, who knows what he's going to do. But again, sky's the limit. And then you have probably, you know, maybe Mitch Garver batting 6th, DH. Heim, you know, if he's, you know, he's catching. So you got him 7th. And 8th, you're probably going to do Robbie Grossman. Now he's about around there. I mean, you don't need to rely on him, you know, hitting like, you know, 4th or 5th. So you got him, switch hitter. So you got 7th, Heim, switch hitter. 8th, Grossman, switch hitter. And then 9, depending on injury, probably Tavares, switch hitter. So you got all these switch hitters, 7, 8, 9. And hopefully, you know, they can get on base, so especially like, you know, Grossman or Tavares. And then they can get on base, come back around Seager, or Semien, then Seager, and hopefully they can knock them out. Very excited to see this. Yeah, you know, and, you know, if Bubba's on there, that's fine. Like, the 9 hitter is kind of, the 9 holes kind of become this, like, de facto, like, you need to get on base because the number 1 hitter, it can also, is like an RBI guy. And, you know, they only start with no one on base guaranteed at the beginning of the game. So, I'm excited. I'm very excited. This is going to be, I think, a hell of a season. We'll see. I mean, you know, things go to shit. It's fine. It's what the ups and downs of being a sports fan. I mean, that's you ride or die, man. You pick a team, you go with it. I feel bad for Mavs fans right now. It was like, oh, we got Kyrie. And then there was like some, oh, cool. And then it was like, okay, what's happening? And now it's just like, oh, fuck. What is happening? So, hey, it comes with the territory. But it's nice to see the Rangers really trying. They're drafting and developing after like a few years of, you know, purgatory. Again, 2020 lost season for a lot of people, a lot of baseball people, especially the Rangers. Because the Rangers went to the playoffs in 15 and 16 and just got, you know, booted out by the Blue Jays both years. But thank you, Royals, and I think it was Cleveland that hit them out. Yeah, because they went to the ALCS both times. And then just floundered. Really couldn't. We were below 500 during one of those teams. Was it like 18 or 19 when we had Hunter Pence on there? Yeah, cool. But nothing really, you know, nothing really to look forward to in the future. And then 2020, a little bit lost. 2021, what the fuck were we doing there? But then it was like, okay, no, we got these people, you know, playing A ball, you know, high A ball, double A. And then, like, they did the only thing they could do. Everyone's like, don't trade Joey Gallo. I'm just like, why? For what? We're not going anywhere. Trade anyone possible. Like, we traded, like, we have this one good starting pitcher. We trade him, get for prospects. And I was happy every time. Like, you got to do something. Mike Minor, Kyle something, went to the Phillies. Kyle Gibson. And then Lance Lynn, just flipped him for prospects. What? Let's see what happens. And then, you know, traded Joey Gallo. That's what you had to do. You had to do it. You don't trade your one good player. But guess what? Joey Gallo got here, and then we stumbled upon Adolis Garcia, who can hit, you know, much better average. I mean, it's cool. Those Joey Gallo bombs were epic, but, you know, it's nice to have someone that can hit. You know, he was an all-star last year, you know, Adolis. You know, he can hit for 250, possibly more, 30 bombs, 100 RBIs. And that arm, we forgot about the arm. So that's what you do. But the future's bright, man. It's exciting. It's exciting. They spent some money last year, and I knew money was coming. I'm like, they got the new stadium, and it's 2020 on hold. Okay, 2021, what's happening here? And then I was like, no, money's going to come, because you can't just, you know, you also have to wait for other contracts to expire. You can't just magically sign someone out of nowhere. Contracts expired, people looking for long deals, got Seager. Simeon earned that money. You know, he went to, left Oakland, went to Toronto for that year. MVP, I believe, or damn near, got that money. And John Gray was probably just like, get me out of this home run nightmare of Colorado. I can strike people out. I just need to be on normal ground level. And then that was where I was like, I felt a little vindicated. I'm like, no, they're spending money. They're not going to just stop there. We don't have this amazing, we don't have like this top tier farm system. We got a good farm system, but nothing that'll completely revamp a team. And you got to keep spending money. And we did. We got more. Got more starting pitching. The hell is that sound? Sorry, there's like a weird bird or something here. Anyways, so I'm super, super excited for all this. I can't wait. Can't wait. I'm going to try to go see some games. Try to watch as many as I can. I'm following them. I'm the guy that watches Jared Sandler's Twitter post-game Twitter stream. I'm one of the 17 people in there. And one day I'd love to interview him and let him know that. I'd be like, yeah, dude, I was one of those guys. And I'd type in like a question to the live stream. You know, I'm not going to call a radio station. Like, this ain't the 90s anymore. But I'm going to read the articles. I got my subscription to The Athletic. I'm going to be reading the Weaver Wire. That, yeah, it's going to be great. DeGrom, Eovaldi, Heaney, Gray, Perez. That's awesome. All these great pitchers. And then this bullpen that, you know, as long as we have our best bullpen out there, we got a chance. And we were crazy, like, bad in one-run games. So there you go. And if we have these starting pitchers that you're like, hey, you're not good enough as a starting pitcher, kind of got to demote you a little bit. Sorry. But, you know, let's see what happens, guys. It's baseball time in Texas. Fuck yeah.